Welcome to SolidWorks Heard, a show about tools, tips, and technology surrounding SolidWorks engineering and the web. This is episode 455 for October 6, 2013. What's new 2014? Drawings, detailing, and e-drawings. Well, hi, and welcome to SolidWorks Heard. I'm Lou Gallo. Well, today we're continuing on with our What's New series, starting at Chapter 10, talking about drawings and detailing, and obviously we're going to throw in Chapter 11 as well, talking about e-drawings. You know, drawings and detailing is always a big kind of an emotional part of most SolidWorks users' experience. They use the drawings area all the time. A lot of people that have been around drawings in general for a long time are always looking for introducing and putting in more and more capabilities. Drawings and detailing is no different in this release. It's gotten a lot of focus, and there's a lot of good little tidbits that are in there. And e-drawings, obviously, is expanding. Usually there's updates to e-drawings that kind of reflect some of the things that they've added in the release that now you can actually publish as an e-drawing. So let's jump in. Chapter 10, Drawings and Detailing. All right, well, we'll start out first with balloons. Balloons got a bunch of little tidbits that have been added in this release. So it's starting off with additional magnet line soft snaps. Magnet lines, you may remember, were introduced. They were actually something that were in Composer and were brought into SolidWorks drawings last year. And now there's these nice soft snaps. So about every 15 degrees, you can actually kind of align those by just dragging and kind of snapping in place these magnet lines. So that's really nice for kind of cleanup. Balloon arrow attached to model's vertex. So when you actually select a balloon now, you can select and drag the tip of the balloon arrow, and when it is attached to a vertex of a model, the arrow moves, not the drawing view. So that was something that if you've ever experienced that before, that's actually fixed now in 2014. Leaders also for balloons. So now you can set balloon leaders to always attach to balloons when the quantity is specified. And you can do this by going into the Balloon Property Manager under More Properties and select the checkbox Always Attached to a balloon. So that'll actually automatically happen. And to set the balloon's leader to break around the quantity, you can actually say Break Around. And there's a little icon button for that as well. Now, as far as quantity placement on balloons, in the property manager, you now can control the distance between a balloon's border and its quantity. So if you ever go from a single to double or triple digits, you have the ability to actually set that boundary. Reattachable balloons have also been introduced. So now you can reattach a balloon, including dangling balloons within a stack, to associate it with any component within the same drawing view. So pretty easy. You can just right-click on the balloon and select reattach. Now, bill of materials are obviously another area that get fully utilized in drawings, and there's some other things that you can add within bill of materials. Some of the stuff we've actually talked about in previous chapters, but you can now display part name, specification, and standard in bill of materials. We talked about that from the toolbox components. You can also save sort settings for bill of materials. So the when you're actually saving out bill of material tables, you can actually select the option Save Current Sort Setting in the sort dialog box. The sort settings are now saved within the bill of materials, so you can then reapply those sorts to other settings without having to reselect them every time. And the sort saved sort settings are actually saved with the bill of material template. So this allows you to obviously bring that bill of material template into other drawings and reflect that sort setting. So they talk a little bit about how to do this. Obviously, you can right-click on a bill of material table in an assembly or drawing, set the sort criteria for the table, and then also go in and select under sort scheme, you can save the current sort settings. So good way of being able to kind of populate that or propagate that across when reading that in. You also have the ability to save sort settings to a template. So to do that, you can do file save as, navigate to the location to save it, and then type the file name, save as type, select template, and hit save. Using saved sort settings to create a bill of material, obviously when you insert a bill of material, you can actually pick that template and apply the saved sort scheme. So there's a few other ways to be able to handle that, but you can also change the sort scheme by going into the bill of material, right-clicking, and selecting Sort, Custom Sort, and then selecting your sort settings. Now, dimensions also have some new functions, too, that I think many will be excited about. The first one here is called aligning angular dimensions with soft snaps. So very similar to the to the magnet lines, you can now align angular dimensions with soft snaps that match the offsets specified in document properties. So you can actually adjust these. You can also drag angular dimensions to align with adjacent dimensions using soft snaps. So tools options, doc properties, dimensions, you'll see that option. Now, this next area did get one of the start enhancements. It's called angular running dimensions. And I know that you guys are all excited about that one. It was something that, you know, we couldn't previously do. So now you can actually add angular running dimensions as a set of dimensions measured from the 0 degree dimension sketch. So they got a little example. If you want to go on page 100, at the bottom there, they actually have an example that you can walk through, and they talk all about all the options that you can set within this new running dimensions. Now, there's a few other things. This is actually a pretty lengthy dimension too, so it may be worthwhile checking that out. But there's another thing that allows you to do styles, and this is one I don't really know a great practical reason for it, but it is an option now, is that you can assign styles to dimension line elements. So leaders, dimension lines, extension lines, you can use the dimension property manager and select different styles. So you could do dashed or phantom or whatever you want. Like I said, I don't really know a practical use for that, but it must have been a big enough request for people to ask for it. This next one is one of those little things that kind of falls under the radar, but I think will be actually a pretty cool function for many of us, is automatically finding virtual sharps for dimensions. So instead of having to add your own dimension or you find your intersection or anything like that, when you're actually in the dimension tool now, you can define a virtual sharp between two entities and use the virtual sharp dimensioning. So to do this, it's kind of in the right-click menu, but when you're in the dimension tool, you can right-click on a sketch entity. So let's just say you're looking at a corner that has a fillet. You can pick one of the edges when you're in that dimension tool, and you can right-click on it, and you can say, find intersection. And it'll automatically allow you to pick the other entity, and it'll add this virtual sharp, put the extension line to it, but it doesn't actually add a virtual sharp to the drawing. It just does it for dimension purposes. So it's just for the extension line. It actually works pretty intuitively when you start playing with it. And I think it's probably going to be something that a lot of people are going to have that aha moment when they actually do it. Now you can also dimension two points of the same arc. So you can add a dimension where both ends are at the same arc, such as like a radii or holes where it's necessary to dimension both quadrants, something like that. You're able to actually select those and get that dimension. You can also use Shift Plus and select the first quadrant of the arc to actually get it to dimension. So it's pretty nice. This next one is actually pretty nice too, highlighting associated geometry. In modeling and assembly environments, you can select reference dimension as the associated model geometry highlight. So I think that's actually kind of cool. It'll actually highlight it right in the graphics area, and you're able to figure things out. Another enhancement is placing dimension text. So for those of you that use ISO drafting standards dimensions with solid leaders and aligned text, you can use the dimension property manager to place text above and below dimension lines, or split dual dimension text above and below dimension lines. So again, it's a little bit cleaner look, and you can use this dimension text field in the property manager to place the text. So only the text position is set to solid leader align text in the tools options document properties under dimensions, but that's going to give you that new functionality. They got a little screenshot to kind of give you the idea what that looks like. So you could have, you know, the dimension on the top and then millimeters or whatever the actual dimension type is. So it kind of gives a cleaner look. You can also set extension lines to show center lines. So you can set individual extension lines to display as a center line style. This lets you identify when an extension line extends from a hole. So again, you can right-click the extension line and say set extension line as center line. Now, drawing views also have some updates as well. You can attach to existing annotations to a different drawing view. So no cut, paste, nothing like that. You can set the existing annotation notes to a current drawing sheet. Within the same drawing sheet, you can assign existing annotation notes to any drawing view. So to do this, you just right-click on the annotation note and then do the following. You can click attachment, attach to sheet. You can click the attachment and say attach to view and select the drawing view in which the annotation note shall be attached. So it's a great way of being able to update that without having to delete and re-add or anything like that. Now you also can do some nice shading for creating shaded views when you're using high quality edges. So you can create a shaded drawing view with high quality edges to prevent far side edges from displaying on the near face of the model. This type of view is appropriate for thin-walled models with features and, you know, basically such as walls or ribs that make contact with the back face of a thin object. So it's going to give you a better look and feel. I'm sure you've all seen this before where you selected, let's say, an isometric view, and then, you know, you have it shaded and it's thin and you start to zoom out and you'll start seeing where the ribs were or where that other geometry shows up. So this is more of kind of a fix of a graphical bug, but it's going to be nice that you have this option to toggle it to high quality and get that to go away. You can also edit existing section views with the section view assist. So this is actually something that used to be called, this is actually something that was part of the section view user interface. So you can use section view assist, previously called the section view UI, to add offsets to existing section views created with the section view assistant in SOLIDWORKS 2013 or later. So this was a function we added in 2013. This is kind of an enhancement to that, but it has to have that, you know, any views that were created in that 2013 version. It's not available for section views whose sketches have been directly edited, so it only works for the default. And then to do this, you just right-click on an existing section view or its cutting line and click Edit Cutting Line. And then, you know, you'll be able to go offset it and do what you need to do. Enhanced options for view labels. Now this area talks about auxiliary views and drawing sheets. So you can now set auxiliary views and section views to be orthographically aligned to the drawing sheet. And you can do this by just right-clicking on the drawing view and saying Align Drawing View. And you can select two options. You can say horizontal to sheet clockwise or counterclockwise. And there's a good graphic on the top of page 115 to kind of illustrate what these two options do. There's also tags and view labels. So now you can use tags to add content to drawing view labels. So to do this, you can basically edit a view label using tags. You clear the manual view label in the Note Property Manager, and then you can right-click on the view label and click Edit Text in Window. And then the tags within the label display their value in the assigned document properties, and you can delete the tags and use tag buttons or type your own text. So a little bit more customization, a little customized touch. And you also have view label font control. So you can change these and apply them to all different types. Labels for details, auxiliaries, and other orthographic views have the same font control as section view does. So you can assign fonts to individual label elements if you want. There's also some enhancements to annotation views. So an annotation view flat to screen is an additional view called Notes Area View, which is always flat to the screen. It is in compliance of the Y14.4.1.2003 and model-based definition standards. And the Notes Area Annotation View is available on all parts and assemblies. All contents of Notes Area will be displayed flat to screen and static in relation to one another. And when the model is rotated, all elements on the annotation view will remain flat to screen and their position relative to one another. Again, this is more of the paperless standard, right? Also, some updates to general table models, tables in models and assemblies. You can now insert general tables in models and assemblies. You can do this by saying insert tables, general table. And tables on annotation views. So you can now assign tables to annotation views in SOLIDWORKS. Tables are not forced to be flattened to screen, and display of tables are controlled by the annotation view, which they are assigned. Note, they have a note in here that says, tables created in documents prior to this release are automatically placed on the notes area annotation view to continue the previous behavior. So obviously to assign tables to annotation views, you have to right-click the table and say change annotation view and click the view. So this is one of those features that are going to fall into. It has to actually be kind of updated with the 2014 version, and then it should function as normal. Now, there's another thing in here about out-of-date drawing views, and this is a start enhancement. It says you can add annotations and dimensions to out-of-date drawing views and attach these annotations and dimensions to the model geometry within the out-of-date view. So before, we were kind of locked down. You couldn't do anything. In addition, out-of-date drawing views are no longer obscured. You'll see them, you know, crisply, and you can select them. This feature obviously saves you a substantial amount of time and allows you to make small changes to large out-of-date drawings without having to do a rebuild. Another start enhancement in drawings as well is replace model for drawing views. Now, you can use this new tool to change file references for individual drawing views while the drawing is open. You can use the replace model tool to change the file references between parts and parts, assemblies and assemblies, and between parts and assemblies. If you create drawings that have iterative changes or similar parts that require dimensioning schemes, this tool allows you to reuse a drawing in the new context. And they have an example that you can walk through. It kind of shows it, you know, talks about how you can change references between simple sheet metal parts and assemblies. Now, replacing part references with assembly references, they have an example on the top of page, well, bottom of page 116. And they walk you through how to do this replacement. So if you want to really dig in and kind of see what this is all about, you know, it's probably a pretty good one. And they also have an example in the middle of 118 showing how to replace assembly references with an assembly reference. And I believe they've got that's a pretty long one as well. So you also have one for replacing assembly reference with a part reference. So there's three good examples kind of back to back to walk you through this new functionality. Now, this next one is actually pretty cool. It's a start enhancement as well. It's called Section View of a Surface. So what you can do is you can actually create a section view of surface bodies from the parent view of a part. And additionally, you can apply annotations such as notes and dimensions to the cross-section of the surface. So there's a really good graphic on here as well on page 121, and it kind of shows you the example of it and then how you can actually add that. Now, to do this, it's no big deal. You just, you know, insert drawing view section. But in the property manager, you'll have a new option that says display surface bodies. So it's pretty cool. This setting does persist across sessions as well, so it'll kind of maintain that. And then another thing that they added as well is called view palette shows all views. So the view palette is the thing over in the task pane. And the view palette shows drawing views placed on drawings. So after placing a drawing view on the drawing, the view persists in the view palette and is identified with the drawing icon. So additionally, the view palette contains diametric and trimetric views as well. Now at this point in the what's new for drawings, there's an area called other annotations, which is just kind of a compilation of a whole bunch of things. So I'm just going to read off some of the topics here. They now have the ability to add center marks to whole wizard slots. So I don't think we've actually talked about all the slot functionality in the whole wizard yet, but we will. You also can attach datum targets to specific points. You no longer need to have some type of vertex or specific thing that you're selecting on. You can add that to anywhere in the sketch environment. You also have some things to display annotation notes in uppercase, so all uppercase. It says here, the all uppercase option displays note text and custom property values in uppercase letters and drawings, regardless of the case in the note edit field. So it's kind of an override. And you can also control case for individual notes and balloons as well. And you also have the default case for a document. So these are all things that are accessible in the, you know, in the drafting standards and tools options. So if you want to set that as your global, you can do so. There's also been some compliance for GD&T, so feature control frames have now been brought up to the standard of ASME Y14.5 2009 standards, so you should be able to, you know, kind of compile selections and things like that for a lot of your options. You also have JIS weld symbols that have been added for edge, keyhole, scarf, stud, and penetration, and backing. So if you use the JIS standard, you know, for weld symbols, the second fillet option is available for single bevel butt, single J butt, single bevel butt with root, and square butt. So you do have some other options as well for the second fillet option. And slot callouts, awesome. This is pretty cool. So you can obviously use the whole callout tool to create callouts for whole wizard slots, which again, we haven't talked about yet. We'll probably cover that in parts and features. But it is something that snaps it automatically. So if you had a couple of slots, it'll actually, you know, be able to detail out that callout for you automatically. You can specify the snap angle under tools options, document properties, under dimension, and access those options as well. So pretty cool stuff added for callouts. Symbol library has been completely overhauled. This is now a new dialog box. The symbol library dialog box has been overhauled for ease of use. Symbols in the dialog box are categorized by type. You can multi-select symbols using the Windows character map, or you can use additional symbols to insert. You can actually use these and access the symbol library from dimension text, weld symbols, geometric tolerances, datum features, and annotation notes. It's a pretty awesome overhaul, and I think a lot of people are going to be taking advantage of that. There's also a symbol file or symbol library file location. So you can save the symbol library file, which is a dtal.sim file, and you can put it in any searchable folder and then be able to utilize that in your file locations. And there's a little example here of, you know, how to add some of these things within a model. There's also glass sheet crosshatch. So, you know, if you want to add a glass sheet crosshatch, it can be applied to new section views. You can also add straight leader attachments. So an annotation note that is surrounded by a triangle border allows straight leaders to multi-jog leaders to attach to a corner of a border. Another start enhancement in drawings is around sheet format. So you can use a second sheet format in drawing templates. And the drawing sheets document property lets you specify a default sheet for when you add new sheets to drawing documents. And this property allows you to automatically have one sheet format for the first sheet and a separate sheet format for all additional sheets. How awesome is that? It's been missing for a long time. A lot of us have had to have that first sheet created and add a second and have a sheet format for that. And to do this, you can just go into the doc properties under sheet drawing sheets and say, use different sheet format and browse for your SLDDART file. Now, this next thing is actually pretty cool. It's automatically split tables horizontally at row. So you can use this new horizontal auto split command to make SolidWorks automatically adjust table rows when you add and remove items from tables. So what's cool about this is it's supported on whole tables, bill of material tables, and general tables. And this automatic splitting of table applies to the entire table, including portions that appear on another drawing sheet. So you could specify new table segments to be placed directly below the last split table, or directly to the right of the last table split. So you have some controls of how these things kind of move forward. They got some great examples on the top of page 131, and talking about setting this up is pretty easy. You can right-click and, you know, select a table. And select split, horizontal, auto split, and then, you know, specify the maximum number of rows, and then you can, you know, specify how it places the new split tables and where it places them. So pretty cool feature. I think a lot of people take advantage of that. And again, it makes it a little bit more robust when you're adding in a bill of material early in a design, maybe for an assembly, and you're adding a lot of components. You don't have to worry about that bill of material, you know, jumping off the sheet. Chapter 11, eDrawings. Not bankruptcy, eDrawings. Now, eDrawings Professional is available for SolidWorks Professional and Premium. There's really three enhancements here. The first one is viewing 3D content central on the iPad. So when you're looking at eDrawings on the iPad now, you can actually browse 3D content central, which is, I think, pretty cool. Obviously, 3D content central is not just SolidWorks models. You guys have heard me talk about content central on this show before. It's really 2D, 3D assemblies, 2D blocks, library features, macros. There's a whole bunch of stuff up there. And now you can actually browse it from a pretty convenient interface. You can also view DIM expert dimensions from SolidWorks part files. Obviously these were saved in SolidWorks 2014 or later, but you'll be able to see those now inside of eDrawings. And then also viewing rotational exploded steps. We talked about this in the assemblies chapter, but now eDrawings can view rotational explode steps saved in the assembly files created in SolidWorks 14 or later. And you can also explode and rotate a component with or without linear translation in eDrawing software. So that's pretty cool. Obviously, they're not mentioning it in the chapter here, but obviously eDrawing's also out on Android. No word yet on an eDrawing's Pro version for Android, but we're all keeping our fingers crossed. All right, well, we're 132 pages in. We were all the way through the drawing chapter. Drawings, like I said, it's a little deceiving when you look at the show notes, because there may only be like five or six little things that they mention that have been enhanced, but there is a lot of stuff bringing up the standards, a little automation, and a lot more controls on annotations and notes. So there's quite a bit in drawings, as there is every year. eDrawings continues to kind of be brought up to snuff to read some of the newest, latest, and greatest stuff created in Solvers 2014. And like I said, I hope to see eDrawings Pro on Android here shortly.
If you have any questions or comments about this episode, you can hit the comments section or email me at lou@solidworksherd. Don't forget to follow the Herd on Google+, Twitter, or Facebook by searching for SolidWorks Herd. This episode of SolidWorks Herd was sponsored by Digital Dimensions, Forward Engineering Solutions, online at www.ddicad.com. Music is provided by 21 Against by the means of Music Alley at musicalley.com.